Shalom and good morning. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll start off with just a few announcements here. I will be at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks at noon today. And as always, we'll have a good meal there for fellowship. I want to apologize for when we go out there at noon and I'm not just at home on a call. Then you have to go onto the webpage, billybrim.org, or Facebook, or I think maybe YouTube, I'm not sure. But there have been some disruptions, and we've worked on it and checked it all out. It's not on our end. In other words, it's not at Prayer Mountain. Now, there are middle people before it gets to you, and so the troubles could be somewhere along those lines. So, praise the Lord. Try it again today, and I hope it will be without disruption because people are working on it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, WWPs. You've been so faithful. You know, my son and his wife have Champions for Christ. This is their 26th year, and they usually have about 800, somewhere between 700 and 800 young people who are here. Now they've grown, some of them, and oh my goodness, wonderful, wonderful testimonies of their lives. It's quite a spiritual meeting, but they also get to have a lot of fun at the rally here in Branson because of all the good things we've got. And one of the wonderful things we have is for them to go to the Sight and Sound Productions. This year, it's the Life of David. And you, WWPs, drumroll, have sent 635 young people to see David. It's $75 a head this year, and that's up from last year, and you've done it, 635. We have only 165 left to go. So if you'd like to send a young person to see David, you can go online to their website, Champions for, and that's the numeral for, Champions for Christ.org, or you can send it 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021. That's 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma, 74021. And folks, while we're talking about Sight and Sound, they have a wonderful movie that's out now. And the Lord, I know the Lord led them to produce that movie. I know the people, and they've told me about how he did it. This is the 250th anniversary of our nation, 250th birthday. The Lord told me in a spirit of God that came down on me out at Prayer Mountain in 2008, one thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. And, oh, folks, we're praying for, believing for a great awakening. So they've made a movie called The Great Awakening. Our nation was born out of the Great Awakening, and the primary key figure that God used was George Whitefield. And so they have made a movie on the life of George Whitefield. It's called The Awakening, or maybe it's The Great Awakening. And it should be at a movie in your area. Bless the Lord. Please get out to see it and urge everyone you can to do so. Israel trip. We have an Israel trip coming up. Three buses. And we did have some people cancel. And I called Ruby, who's always, for many years, helped us with these trips. That's why they're so personal. And I said, are we down to maybe two buses? And she said, oh, no. Every time someone canceled, someone has been in line to take their place. So we have our Israel trip going. It's all scheduled. Everything's scheduled. And what I've always said is, and the Lord led me to keep saying it, if LL flies, we go. So if LL cancels, we won't go. We don't know what's happening. Only God knows. I'm sure even, bless the Lord, I'm not even sure President Trump knows, but God knows. And if LL flies, we go. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, one of the reasons why we go, I talked to the Lord about it. I was getting his approval and making sure we should go on with the trip rather than cancel. And he said to me, or we thought about putting it off until December. And the Lord said to me, they need to see you. Israel needs to see you. We've gone just after the war, just after that terrible invasion of October 7. And we're probably going to be one of the first groups to go this time. And we have a, you know, I am well aware of how much Israel depends upon the tourist business. Well, the tourists haven't been going. The planes haven't even been flying. And we have one place we love to go, which brings you right into the land, and that is the olive, huge olive plantation, you might even say, of our dear friend Avner, or we would say Abner, but they say Avner, A-V-N-E-R. It's the most beautiful place, and they produce the purest olive oil. They produce the olive oil that only, they're the only place that produces the olive oil that the very most religious Jews will accept for their lighting purposes and their all the purposes that they use olive oil for. We're going to be working with Avner to produce some anointing oil, which will be the purest olive oil from the land. They have wonderful projects. Our people love going there. I use their products. It's the best oil. Now, you don't have to go there. You could go online, and here is the name of it. It's Olea Essence, and that's spelled OLEAESSENCE.com. And you can see what wonderful products they have. They have a face product that my granddaughter-in-law, Rivka, said is just, her face is never better than when she uses that to wash her face. So it's OLEAESSENCE.com. And if you go on there and you purchase any of their items, I stand behind all of them. I use them myself. Just tell them Billy Brim sent you. And you might even say she's coming to see you. So praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We better check and see if Brother Max is here.
Good morning, Miss Billy, and all the WWPs. Praise the Lord. Yes, I am here.
Well, how are things in Minneapolis?
Things in Minneapolis is great. Praise God. Things are just, you know, peaceful. God is good. We're praying. We have a meeting tomorrow at 5:30, every Thursday at 5:30 in downtown Minneapolis at the church at 627 12th Avenue South, Minneapolis. And I just want to mention that we also have a Jordan conference June 17, 18, 19. And we might have a tour, so we have so many people interested in going with us, and maybe people coming from your tour to join us afterwards. But if you have any questions in that regard, call Melissa at 763-910-3203, and she will direct you to whatever you need. Also, it's just so amazing, Ms. Billy. I forgot to mention this last week or the week before, that I have been invited with Dean, the person you met a couple of weeks ago in Prayer Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed about it. So I would be going out to synagogues, not to evangelize, but to speak to the Jewish people and let them know how important that they need to get home, meaning going to Israel. Get
mm-hmm.
back home.
Mm-hmm. And where will just, that be, Max? Where will that be?
I believe the first meeting will be in St. Louis. The first
okay.
one will be in St. Louis. The second one, I haven't got the rest of the information, but it will be in May in St. Louis. But we are putting together to almost travel around this, around the nation here and go just speak to all my I don't know. I want to call them brothers and sisters. You know, the Jewish.
Oh, sure,
I just love them so. I just love them so much. They need to get home.
Well, you know, that is going to be an astonishing thing to have you do that. You know, considering your background, it will be astonishing to have a Muslim, a former Muslim, come and tell the Jews to go home. That's going to be astonishing.
Yeah. And a Palestinian, as they call it, you know, my both parents were born in Beit Shan, and, you know, just to let them know how important to get back home and what the Lord, you know, did for me. And, you know, I was thinking this morning, we always say, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do this, oh, I need help. Well, Jesus was alone. And look what he did. Jesus was alone. We always have to look up to him and see what he did. And follow his path. My goodness, he was alone. So we are not alone now. We have a way bigger opportunity and chances of life because we have him. We have God.
Exactly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And you know, brother, he told us, he said, the works that I do, you'll do greater. Well, that's hard to imagine, bless the Lord. But
yes.
This is, I decided that we'll go into our prayer today with the words that God ended our afternoon session with him. And by the way, it was so wonderful having you here. Everybody so enjoyed having you here for Prayer Mountain. It's too bad we don't have a helicopter. Just fly you down here every Wednesday. But
I would love to do that.
Praise the Lord. We do have these wonderful ways that we can do it now. But this is the way that our prayer call last Wednesday afternoon ended. Next to last statement. You have authority over all the power of the enemy, your enemy. And you have been given the authority by me, the Lord, your Jesus. And then Luke 10:19, behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Now here then is the last statement. You are always cared for and can have confidence that I will never leave or forsake you. You have a Savior who loves you then, loves you now, and will love you forever. Trust in me.
Amen.
Now, no one knows, like I said, what's really going to happen in Israel right now. There are two or three ways it could go.
Yeah.
There could be a deal. The leaders are gone, the religious leaders. But now the power is fallen into the hands of the IRGC, or however you say it, the Republican, the GOT, the bad army, the military people. So who knows what they will do? There could be a deal. There could not be. I don't know what it will be. But God knows.
Yes, he does.
And we have authority over all the power of the enemy. It's very important that we use our authority so that our president, Donald John Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, and General Kane, and Pete Hegseth, and Marco Rubio, and others whose names we do not know, that we use our authority to keep the devil off of their heads. We can use our authority so that God's direction can come through to them. The enemy, remember we read last week about the second heavens and how those demonic powers there attempt to use our words even? We have authority over them. And all of us together have corporate authority. We are a company. The Lord calls us that. And he said that we affect nations through our prayers. And so
we, with our corporate authority, have great authority over the powers that would attempt to deceive, and that's their only weapon, our decision makers, the decision makers. So God has a plan and he has a will. And when I go up daily, and I do go up, I tell to Satan, I'm not coming up here alone. I'm coming up through the power of my Lord Jesus Christ and in the company of the WWPs. So I have to believe, and I do believe, that you all are doing the same thing. You are coming up daily, taking your seat of authority, and you know that others are with you. So we're going to do that right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are so thankful to you, Father. We are so thankful to you for each other. We are so thankful to you that you use us together. Hallelujah, praise your name. That you have woven us. You have woven our prayers together to a powerful, powerful force against the enemy. And as we come up together asking the blessings of God. So we're asking the blessings of the Lord today on our nations. We have more than one nation represented here, probably the majority of the United States of America. Oh, Holy Father, in the name above all names, we pray and lift up this nation and its leaders. We ask your blessings, your protection, your direction, your counsel, your words to come clear unto them, your direction to all those who are in authority, and all those many, 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 many foot soldiers, you might say, who are in the area, men and women who have risked their lives. So, Father, we're asking you for their blessings. Israel has just had the Remembrance Day for the ones who have fallen. Oh, Father God, we're so thankful for all those from the Patriots on, even, who have given their lives for us to have freedom. We so appreciate freedom, Father, and we appreciate that great freedom that you got for us. Hallelujah. When you, oh, made a parade of them openly, those evil spirits, in the death, burial, and resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you for the authority you've given us. And Father, in the name, above every name, we thank you now for helping us use it. We come out as a man against our enemy and your enemy, and we recognize, Lord, that you are the one who gave us this authority, and you want us to use it. You even wrote in your holy book that those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. And so we come out against you, Satan, in the kingdom of darkness. This holy force, using the blood of the Lamb and the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, authorized by the written word of God, we come out against you to rule and to reign over you this day. We tell you to cease and desist in your manifestations and operations against the minds of all of those who are in authority that God has given and that God is using to bring about his will in the earth. Cease and desist in your manifestations and operations. We plead the blood of Jesus over the spirit, soul, and body, and especially the minds of our president, of our leaders, those who are in authority, of Benjamin Netanyahu, of the king of Jordan, of all of those, Lord God, that you're using. We don't know their names, but you do, oh, Father God. And in the name above every name, we're so thankful to the Lord, Satan. We're thankful to him that he gave us authority over you. And in the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus over our very own selves, spirit, soul, and body, because we are the soldiers of the Lord. Our words are the soldiers of the Lord. Angelic hosts attend us. Angelic hosts from Prayer Mountain, go and ronda la makaya fronda hejene ni cabrande ni cabra. Go and minister unto those God has chosen, strengthening them to serve the Lord God and his purposes. We also plead the blood of Jesus over every one of the soldiers in this army known as, hallelujah, this WWP prayer army. Thank you for each and every one of them and their loyalty, Father. Oh, my Jesus. We're so thankful for them. You are thankful for them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And now use our prayers in any way you want to, Father. Use our prayers and anoint them any way you want to the glory of God the Father. Manshti mangonga, manshti mangiando. Pilikanga, pilikanga, pilikanga. Matutu asanya nakarakambinyo mangala gabrandye keminakaka keminakaka keminakaka. Vivola dobre machanda la combre karakangandia na gondiona gondtono gomblandia. Pashko donieni quas nikolo cobre medikanga la kahala kitio nobre kafrandie ne kora manierto. Me chanakaha si bramanjonia ne cabra. Bili tutu, fandia. Manyo no kohoro kabida la kayena kahala kayena kahala kambaba. Pishianto periano. Pishianto manginyo no koro kole kabri mele kongara kadabri mele kumbra kade gandanje. Isato. Mehenyana. Gabilo debre mekaka. Gabri boli varata hashandi likobri kari kangaranga barakatianga. Mastionte kangaraga de anda harakatianga na kombrangdi na kombrakatianga na kombraka de kangandiane. Ishete gojeni ni koro kombranga la kaya na kheli kabra. Biti tujushwa. Ashitontia, frakala combrehiti kambamba, elebrohotora combregde, bracondiondora gohoshangde, nekora kanyana, kora manyangda, regondiangdora gohoshe kapra, bilitunium, manoko brevre, dilikangea tambra. Mashukoto briki di kahala kiprang, and a combrika de gavrandie, bilituru kuba, aleshonteme, nekwa, shite gohoshkamba, dergon brevre, gadikangamba, Ishetondia na kohoro ko kambra. Bilituria mangara godoho shegede kabavra kodoho shekambamba letonia na kohoro kambamba. Ana kobrege di gavrandia na kohoro shekabangara kadili kombregde li godovra kada kambra kada kanjangia na godoho shekadabri kada katabra. Pelevrotia maniko. Pehele balo benye ni kwa la bala kombrenye ni koro ko babi la toto do goshanye. Iba la doho frenye ne kobe le tahala kiano no koro ko bilato, ko bilato, ko bilato. Isha na matu tutu do shebe la toto do go baha vaka bagala gongo bala ki yan toto do goshanka bala kaya bala kaya bala kaya. Ishianto pa parande ene cora manakalito no combrande no combrande no combrande che le combraxia le godoshka. Alivrehetinio no quero cole cabri tagne ne cora pasca dentro le godoshka. Elevrehete no gombre bele toro camba alla tagne ne cora canyande e le combrande anacacianda na cotieke. Pi la tagne macacala cahabri. Pide compredi da kashki danya na kwa ale kobri kale kambi kadu godo che ne kwa ti ado go vandia na kore kabinyo na kore kabali danya ne kote onda da go chente. Ijene ma toi, ijene ma toi. Tifa, manio no contro cabila dobra ca fracadino no que. E je le boratis cotonci de caja chabre con le cobre de cafra natania. E le prohu tutu tu gujua per le toti avvenio no coro cosa de ca. E je ne ma tutu tu gujua be la coti a macara ca le cangara ca da chanio no compre. Meteo hodo le cabri ca la cafana no nonie ni qua de le cobre nie ni cora cabra nie. Pishti antora manangi bala gobri ca la cafra nie ni cora codi li cabba nie ni cora codi li cabba. Prisca toho sha braca da go onge ni qua. Oh, manakiak, toro gombre, che diga le gebra dujwa. Pijo toro gombre, menenyana, ma qua, mito to kopa pa. Oh, Father, so good, so good. Kibele hutwa, pa diano, menyano, mangyak to. Mele huturu kubra kada gabra ngara kanjeni ni kwa shene kubranke. Mishko dobri kafra nganyando na kabri kada gumbevri atobri kali kangara kacha na kubri di atanya. Mashko dobri kata frakadinya na ka mako le kibra malo kababi na nyakta. Pishkidanya fia mako le kabrakanye ni kohro ko bidi ata. Mabobo shedye ma goro gambabi da gombri kade gavragya na kohro ka le kabra kade gongambi di ko shedye da gombraktya. Isti antopri kade gombraktya na kohro ko mbamba. Ije de kohro gariya na kohri antanya na kohro ko braktya. Egele gavrangde ne goro ko shangdo ne go jangdo ne go dohish ke de breke de gavrakyando ne goro ko brakya ne goro kande angda. Isa brakatonye ne ko hola kambra meshko don bregde de gavrangde ne go brekye ne ko doro ko brakya. Mara kore kambre ke de gede ne kambre kada ka jangde ne go hoshe de kobre kada ka fredo kamba. Mero d'ora pari a tuo regale gombra che di cabaggio non gocendie ne corrucono le cabratia. Oh, sei paratagne ne cucca. Ascito non gocendie ne corrucono le cabri che di cabrandie ne corrucono le cocetie. Mangolo gombra che le cabre che le cangamba. Basco d'obri casca da bracca. Mu fratene ni qua ne na mabilia na nae na na hai na 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 kya to ne li ka ba nya na pili doro in pacho no nombre ko le ko breg de li ka mba ga le ko le baraka di ang da la go doshka ishe ne ma tu kapita ko li ang de me hai fratto O mina qua c'è le combretti a na godale cabri che di cambierano. Oh, manachiele, maragombasca, dubra, non viene corogotabra, cadianta. Per le combretti di godosca, dabri che di cafrante, di corogotiente. Bale hufre tanya ni kwa tidika ba, shene ma dio, shene ma kaya na karaka brandye. Kere gobre, bra kale antobre, kale kangabi, le tonya ni kwa rakambe, ni kunje na kujetye. Preshka dombre, kare ko braktya fraka da chandya. Isha de gobre, didika braktya na gode kabrangye. Kabi katoko hore ka benyo. Ise de bato le kora ka dianglo ne kora ko delika bro ka da ko dash ka da bre ka da ka da bra. Oh Father, she bato ra manga bre tanye ni kwa. He said, "Hey, Tabri Kala Kobra, Beni Kala Kobra, Kini Kanabra, Mano Chetye. Pefuhu, Nene Kuala, Dele Kabinyo, No Koro Kole Kabinyo, No Koro Kole Kabra Kale Kabanya, Ne Koro Malintata. Ije de Motele Bavra, Tenye, Ne Kuala. Ije de Makora Manye, Teleka, O Balatito, Balatito, Balatito. Quebro nanan yang dorgo ho valatino, 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 me qua, me qua. Je ne maturo man, je ne qua la cobe, belitania, 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 ratona no gombreca de gabasco. Prosca de banje, chato, bosca de banjo, nikaka. Ali dubra fria, manana cora, manana mora, manana cooce de ca alabino no cooro co papa. Sarah, Sarah, oh, has a macaya ba manja no cobre, we lift up Sarah. Me qua faceno no gobilita, e jandolo cobre cafra, semano no nome, ne caia na cora balletino, balletino vre, delle paiane, delle coro cobale, colo cobage, ne coro cobi, i galagabra le cogne, ne cacahala caia na cahala cabragia, na cora maniana la gobege, bajo de gaba, bajo de gabapa. Sword, the sword, oh Father, the sword. Mi maniora maniaca, maniaca lilo, maniala kido do go balaga baladoye meka, esionto macchiato. Oh, baladi, profrania na cora manacchia, na cora canide cobri brindusqua, perscodonie mica. Pra flacone mele maniana ma frete de cobre delle copra città. Mele hotel prevro diana non ombre che li cabra belle tobre tisca don ci di copra. I santolo goho mi baratai. Mi mare tai fango li manino cobri che di cadabri cala gangabri sede con le cobri che di cabroni di qua. Oh, Father. Dearest Father. Pisco doni ni qua shada la cabri cala caia na cora cabamba. Tusky day, pray. More, Lord, more. We ask you for more. Habakkuk echen yenikwa. Makoroko dibra kataka fran yenikwa. Pishandala kohoro kabri kali kangara gonde echenikwa katan yenikwa. Peso de gombre predisho, tabacaya na kahalaila, halaila, halaila. Rotavra mania, kuma matito de gombre ketika fra. Ijine aquaria manakaya na kaya na kaya na kaya. Birto prefritata ka ashke. Balacombre che diga alla cobrete. Babra di gianto no qua. Balletuta, balletuta, balletuta. Pacco ne maganga alla cobre, brete shantanja na kodoshka dambre. Chi me le tuho fracadico onci di mattata. Ma se go dogo bratte le kinga. Uga da cabri, ili candia, ananana nombri, ili cobracte, bracatece. Bujuate brate, bujua, bujua, bujua. Poco paciente. Poco mia. Poco frande. Moco cabiri, anakai, anai, anan. Prishkadonya fia manga me kolokohora kabinyo no kwa idabra si to langa rita labra nito mai. Malito friende mia, mago de gebeche, te koho shange, makora katyangda. Bolo balatita na kahai. Bolo na nakita bahala kombre kadega la kaika na karagadanje e jekoto bregde de vrokonje ne goda kataya. Sobratiska tom prokatevro mocha tapakaya na kora manangro godoske. Pilato. Ishato do gohusha. Ishato pakada kongambre. Balatutu. Kavra kalikambamba. Ajene makwa. Pafratenya moko brekitikataya na ka kalito nongoro kodoche. Hallelujah, praise kambre tishka. Prisha katambra kata kavrondia ne kora kodembri kade kobraktia. Ili popa mia bangondia na kora kadacha na kombre ketiketashka. Kisa prata afra halitenye ne kaya na ka le menyana no kora kaya. Ili bahatyon vaga le kapra sianto no kobre kiata. Kebile tora petiantota. Kashanta aseko bredie ila kai nongo kopa. Praise you, Father. Praise you for the victory. Praise you for the victory. Pray, you are the victory. You told us you are the victory. And oh, Father, we are in the victory. Amakolebre fratanye ije de cabra. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the victory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's see what the Lord gave us today, or told us, or spoke to us about. First statement, and it is underlined. Victory is yours. Every time, learn how to, tap. Every time, learn how to tap into that. That is the first statement.
Hallelujah.
And it's underlined. Victory is yours. Every time, learn how to tap into that. Okay. Next statement. I am your father.
Is it underlined?
No, this one is not. Read like this. Yeah. I am your father, the creator of the universe. And my love for you, my children, is immeasurable. Yeah, is immeasurable. Follow my encouragement. Follow my encouragement.
What was that first word?
Follow my encouragement. Yeah, follow my encouragement. Victory, peace, and joy available to each of you. Yeah, there's no one of you. Available to each of you. Okay, I'll read it again. I am your Father, the creator of the universe, and my love for my children is immeasurable. Follow my encouragement. Follow my encouragement. Victory, peace, and joy available to each of you. And that is the second statement. Bless you. Okay, let's see here. Then the Lord gave us 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians 2:14, 1-4. Ephesians 6:10-18. Ephesians 6:10-18. So 2 Corinthians 2:14, Ephesians 6:10-18. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Next statement. Why is it so important to put on the armor of God? Why is it so important to put on the armor of God? When you pray, you keep that armor. You keep that armor. With my friends and prophets, you keep that armor with my friends and prophets, and the rest of it is underlined. So after "and" is underlined. You all together this morning, because you have real enemy church. So the underlying part, you all together this morning, because you have real enemy church. I'll read the statement again. Non-underlined part. Why is it so important to put on the armor of God? When you pray, you keep that armor with my friends and prophets. And, underlined part after that, you all together this morning, because you have real enemy church. Wow. Okay. Next is 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. John 10, 10. John 10, 10. Next statement. They will do everything possible. They will do everything possible to defeat you. Yeah, they will do everything possible to defeat you. Know that I am with you. Know that I am with you. The devil will not take you out. The devil will not take you out. Understand that you will have it more abundantly. Understand that you have it more abundantly. Okay, the rest is underlined. So after abundantly is underlined. I shall defeat the devil for you all. And you are delivered. Okay, I'll read it again. Try to do better here. They will do everything possible to defeat you. They will do everything possible to defeat you. Know that I am with you. The devil will not take you out. The devil will not take you out. Understand that you will have it more abundantly. Underline part. I shall defeat the devil for you all, and you are delivered. Okay. I just start thinking here. Praise the Lord. Colossians with a C, 2:15, 1:5. Colossians 2:15. Another Colossians 1:13, 1:3. Colossians 2:15 and Colossians 1:13. Okay, next statement. Read like this. God has indeed set you free. God has indeed set you free from the power of darkness. From the power of darkness. And I didn't stop there. And I didn't stop there. Oh, underline part. So after there is underline. The victory in me, Jesus, the victory in me, Jesus, made all possible for you. Yeah, that's a statement. The underline part again, the victory in me, Jesus, made all possible for you. Okay, I'm going to read the statement again. God has indeed set you free from the power of darkness. And I didn't stop there. Underline part, the victory in me, Jesus, made all possible for you. Okay. Next is the scriptures. Luke 10:19. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Okay. Statement. Change the natural, change the natural way of thinking. Change the natural way of thinking. And know that you have been, and know that you have been set free. And know that you have been set free. God has given you authority. God has given you authority over all the devil's ability. Over all the devil's ability. Abundance and
could you spell that word, please?
Yes. A, B, I'm not sure if this is U or A.
It must be U.
Okay, U, N, D, A, N, C, E.
Abundance.
Abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Abundance, okay. Abundance and strength. Abundance and strength. Oh, and the rest is underlined again. That means, so start with that is underlined. That means that even Satan's best shot, that means that even Satan's best shot against you has been defeated. Church, Trump, Israel. Okay, read it again. Change the natural way of thinking and know that you have been set free. God has given you authority over all the devil's ability, abundance, and strength. Underline part. That means that even Satan's best shot against you has been defeated. Church, Trump, Israel.
I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you think abundance and strength goes with ability? Can you tell there by how it came? God has given you authority over all the devil's ability. Is there a period there?
Yes.
Or does it go on?
There is a period.
There is a period.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. All right, got it.
Praise the Lord. Just like you, this is the only period since we start reading this.
Okay.
Prayer this morning. Wow.
So the abundance and strength means our abundance and strength.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, and then there's another period after strength. And then
okay.
Underline part, yeah.
Okay, that was a little, I wanted to know how to punctuate that. Okay,
yeah.
Thank
sure.
you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Isaiah 41:10. John 8:32. 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4. Isaiah 41:10. John 8:32. 1 John 5:4. Okay. Next statement. Oh, and the end of it is underlined. The Lord have a unique way with us today. Okay. Praise the Lord. State.
Now, did you... What, do we start with underlined?
No. I'm just
saying
this one here, the end of it is underlined. I'll let you know. Because I moved the envelope up, I saw it. I use Hannah's envelope, otherwise I'll lose track of every line here in the statements until I get back together from the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God, I love to stay in it. Okay, let's see. Statement. At this time, because I am renewing your mind, at this time, because I am renewing your mind with my words. Yeah, with my words. The promise I, God, has given to you. The promise I, God, has given to you, my children, embraced, my children, embrace today, and I will lead you. Embrace today, and I will lead you to my freedom. I will lead you to my freedom. I will ask you to continuing your journey. I will ask you to continuing your journey. Underline part. The change is here. To live victoriously. The change is here to live victoriously. That's the underlying part. The change is here to live victoriously. Okay, I'll read the same thing again. At this time, because I am renewing your mind with my word.
Because? Mm-hmm, got it.
At this time, because I am renewing your mind with my words, the promise I, God, has given to you, my children, embrace today, and I will lead you to my freedom. I will ask you to continuing your journey. Underline part, the change is here to live victoriously. That is the statement. All right. Psalm 27:1. Psalm 27:1. Jeremiah 32:27. Jeremiah 32:7.
32:27. 27, okay.
I don't know what I said. 32:27. Okay. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Okay. Next statement. It is your time. Yeah. It is your time to shine. It is your time to shine and be brave. It is your time to shine and be brave. Turning to the wisdom of God. It is your time to shine and be brave. Turning to the wisdom of God. Now, underline part, same statement. but it's underlined now. After God is underlined. A chief, what I have for you. Achieve what I have for you and see how quickly I will move church. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. Non-underlined part. It's your time to shine and be brave, turning to the wisdom of God. Underline part. Achieve what I have for you and see how quickly I will move church. Okay. Uh-huh. Psalm 23:4. I know that one. Psalm 23:4. John 14:17. John 14:17. Psalm 56:3-4. Psalm 56:3-4. Psalm 23:4. John 14:17. Psalm 56:3-4. Statement. This one have no underlines in it. But it read like this. Today is about courage and strength. Today is about courage and strength. Just know that you have the victory. Just know that you have the victory in me. Put on, a brave face. Put on a brave face for me. Put on a brave face for me, for my spirit in you all. For my spirit in you all. Boy, I want to underline this whole statement. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'll read it again. Today is about courage and strength. Just know that you have the victory in me. Put on a brave face for me, for my spirit, in you all. And that is the statement. Okay. Next, the Lord gave us 2 Timothy 4:22, 2 Timothy 4:22, Romans 8:26, yeah, those two verses. 2 Timothy 4:22, Romans 8:26. Statement. Let's see. This one is all underlined. Let's read like this. So this statement, Miss Billy, is all underlined. And ultimately, the experience of God's redemption, God's redemption, and the gift of eternal life, and the gift of eternal life that I have for you, And understanding the concept of victory in my words, with an S, and understanding the concept of victory in my words, that I have for you. That I have for you. Not just today, but forever. Okay, I'll read it again. It's all underlined. And ultimately, the experience of God's redemption and the gift of eternal life that I have for you, and understanding the concept of victory in my words that I have for you, not just today, but forever. Praise the Lord. I believe you got this, Miss Billy. You got
it
down?
Yes,
Okay. Last statement is very short. 5 words.
Is it underlined?
No. It will be my way. It will be my way. Trust in me. It will be
Hallelujah.
My way. Trust in me. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Wow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Very encouraging.
All right. Hold on just a jiffy. I've got to set up my computer a little bit, but it won't take me long. The Lord is good. You know, I was just sensing victory. And I ended my prayer today with a song, and it's a song of victory. Bless the Lord. That thrills me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Underlined. Victory is yours. Every time, learn how to tap into that. I am your Father, and all of that was underlined. This is not. I am your Father, the creator of the universe, and my love for you, my children, is immeasurable. Follow my encouragement, victory, and peace and joy available to each of you. 2 Corinthians 2:14.
Victory, there's after victory, there isn't and. Victory, peace, and joy.
Okay, victory, peace, and joy available
Correct.
To each of you.
Correct.
2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him through us in every place. Ephesians 6:10-18. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the wiles or strategies of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers, the rulers and authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand even in the evil day, and having overcome all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of shalom. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the fiery darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all saints. Brother Hagin used to point out that, and you know, I think, the first word, and there's only a comma after it in the ESV, and that is right. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying. This is prayer armor. It's prayer armor. Of course, it's good to wear God's armor all the time, but we do our combat against the principalities and powers in prayer, primarily. So there's a big space left in the New American Standard, and I don't like that. It's best in the King James and it's best in the ESV. You take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying. It's prayer armor. And God brings that out in the next statement, but we're not. Why is it, this is the statement, why is it so important to put on the armor of God when you pray? You keep that armor with my friends and prophets, and you, and this part is underlined, all together this morning because you have real enemy, church. There's a real enemy.
Yeah.
But, hallelujah, we have got the victory.
We got the victory. I was talking to Quinn last night. I said, can't you see that there's an attack over the body of Christ? Can't you see there is something in the atmosphere? I mean, the stronger we get, the more attack we get hit with.
Yeah, he's a real enemy.
We are seeing it. I'm not making confession into that. You know what I mean? It's just like the Lord is really strengthening us this morning.
He is.
Yeah.
He says you've got a real enemy out there. He doesn't like what we're doing, but don't forget you've got armor.
Yes.
But put that armor on. Hallelujah. Put it on. Hallelujah when you pray.
Put it on.
Yep. 1 Peter. And we all know what this one is, I think. 1 Peter.
5,
8 and 9.
8 and 9.
Be sober minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in the faith, knowing that the same kinds of experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world, or who are throughout the world. That's better, throughout the world. So here it is in the King James. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are experienced or accomplished in your brethren throughout the world. So the whole body of Christ, he's come against. But resist him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So anything that steals, kills, or destroys is not from God, it's from the devil. That Jesus came that we might have life, and he gave us authority over the devil. So here's what the Lord is saying in the next statement. They will do everything possible to defeat you. Know that I am with you. The devil will not take you out. Understand that you will have it more abundantly. Have what? What he just told us, life. He just gave us that scripture. John 10:10, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So that's what he's talking about here.
You
might have it. You could put in an ellipsis, put in a little, you know what an ellipsis is? Not an ellipsis, but a bracket. Put a bracket there just for your own understanding that you may have life more abundantly. Underlined. I shall defeat the devil for you all, and you are delivered. Colossians 2:15. Oh, this is all about deliverance and victory.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Mm. When he, and this is God the Father through Jesus, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him, Jesus. The New American is good on this one. Hallelujah. God the Father triumphed over the devil through Jesus, him. Hallelujah. It's not it, it's him. All right, Colossians 1:13. He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. I am so thankful for that. Hardly a day goes by that I don't thank God that he did that. Rescued me, delivered me from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. God has indeed set you free from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. So since he used the word power of darkness, I'm going to use King James there, because that's the one that uses power of darkness, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And then comes the statement, God has indeed set you free from the power of darkness, and I didn't stop there. Underlined, the victory in me, Jesus, made all possible for you.
Wow.
You know how the Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth? He didn't stop just with delivering us. He made all things possible to us.
Possible for us. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
He could have just stopped there. Okay, you're free from the enemy. But no, you don't have any power for anything else. No, he didn't stop there. He made all things possible to him that believeth.
That's right.
Now, Luke 10:19. Of course, we get this a lot, and we know this one, and we're thankful for it. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you.
Mm.
Romans 12:1-2. So here he's just going to tell us how we can walk in this. We need to renew our minds to these facts. Therefore, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. When you're born again, your spirit is born whole and absolutely clean. But you've got two other parts of you. You've got your body that you live in, and you've got your mind. So this tells us after you get born again, your spirit's all washed and clean, and God lives in you, and you're brand new. You still got to do something with your body and with your mind. So the first verse tells us what to do with your body. Therefore, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your body a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. By your doing and loving God and presenting your body to God, that's actually worship. Now, verse 2 tells us what to do with your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You renew your mind with the Word of God. After you get born again, you start to read the Word, and then you change your mind. You renew your mind so that you think like God thinks.
Well, look at the next statement, Miss Billy.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Look at the next statement. change the natural way of thinking and know that you've been set free. See, you look in the Word and you see that you've been set free. So you just think, I'm free. He delivered me.
Yes.
Okay, here's the next statement. Change the natural way of thinking and know that you've been set free. God has given you authority over all the devil's ability. That's Luke 10:19.
Wow.
Abundance and strength. So he's giving us authority, abundance, and strength. That means, underline this part, that means that even Satan's best shot against you has been defeated. Church, Trump, Israel.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Even his best falls to the ground.
Amen.
Does not hit its mark. Isaiah 41:10. These are wonderful words today.
My goodness.
You know what? He must have heard you talking to Quinn last night. And he said, I'm just going to tell him how it is.
How it is. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
John 8:32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. The truth in God's word will make you free.
Make you free. Thank you, Lord.
1 John 5:4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. You know what scripture I'm thinking of? He didn't give it to us, but I'm thinking of it. If God be for us, who could be against us? Not even Satan himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Hallelujah. He is against us, but it won't do him any good.
No.
Now here we go with another statement. At this time, because I am renewing your mind with my words, the promise I, God, has given to you, my children, embrace today. And I will lead you to my freedom. I will ask you to continuing your journey. The change is here to live victoriously. I think he's asking us as we continue our journey to live victoriously.
Yeah.
Recognizing that the change is here.
Yes, yes.
That's the way I interpret that.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
He wants us to continue our journey living victoriously, but also recognize that the change is here. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. There
Hallelujah.
There you
Faith
have it
forward.
Right there.
Faith forward. Praise God.
Yeah, right. Jeremiah 32:27. What an uplifting morning.
He told us to wake up from our sleep. He's waking us up this morning.
Yes, he is with wonderful news. Behold, I am Jehovah, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult or too hard for me? Behold, I am Jehovah, the Elohim of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Answer, no. Hallelujah. Philippians 1:6. And I am sure of this. I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus, or will bring it to completion. Hallelujah. If he began something in your church, he's going to finish it. It is your time to shine and be brave. Turning to the wisdom of God, and then underlined, achieve what I have for you, and see how quickly I will move, church.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Wow.
John 14:17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. Hallelujah. Psalm 56:3-4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God, I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? Hallelujah. Or what can mere man do to me? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Today is about courage and strength. Just know that you have the courage, the victory in me. Put on a brave face for me, for my spirit in you all.
That's just so powerful.
You know, Brother Hagin always used to use that word, be God inside minded. Have it ever on your mind that God is in you.
Wow.
That's what he said right
be
here.
God,
put on a brave
God
face, for my spirit is in you. That's why you can be brave and put on a brave face. God lives in you.
Amen.
2 Timothy 4:22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities or weaknesses, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You know, he helps you make intercession. He's in you, and he helps you make intercession from within you. Underlined. And ultimately, the experience of God's redemption. And, is there an and there? I can't tell by my marking.
And ultimately, the experience of God's redemption and, yeah.
Okay.
And the
all
gift,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And the gift of eternal life that I have for you. And understanding the concept of victory in my words that I have for you. not just today, but forever. All of that was underlined. It will be my way. Trust in me. Hallelujah. What a morning.
Hallelujah.
What a victory morning. Hallelujah.
We are to walk through the fire. My goodness. God is so good.
Woo. If that won't put vim, vigor, and vitality in you, I don't know what will.
You're probably too
young to remember Popeye the Sailor Man. But that was an old, we would go to the movies and there would be these little comedies, little tunes, you know, little cartoons.
Oh, I remember Popeye, the spinach.
You remember Popeye?
Yeah.
Popeye the Sailor Man, and he'd come up against something really hard and he'd be weak. And he'd just eat a can of spinach and suddenly, boom, he could do anything. Well, we had a can of spinach this morning.
No kidding. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
We had a shot in the arm this morning. Praise the Lord. Victory, victory, victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, folks, I need to get around here and get out to Prayer Mountain. So we'll see you there at noon. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.